Hello.
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 Welcome to Solidly Blessed Podcast, hosted by me, Jesse.
And myself, Mimi.
Where we talk about family, finances, and marriage. We call it FFM. Stick around and prayerfully you will catch nuggets that you can use in your family, finances, and marriage. All right, here we go.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello there, good people. Welcome to this week's episode of Silently Blessed Podcast. I'm Jesse.
And I'm Mimi.
All right, on this week, we will be talking about the one and only credit cards. Once again, on this week, we will be talking about credit cards and how there is some misinformation that's going around on the actual web. So basically, you can find anything on the actual internet, right? So you can find things that are positive, and you can find things that are negative on the actual internet.
Right.
So on today, though, we once again wanted to talk about credit cards. And the reason why this topic came up is because we were meeting with some folks, and we were talking about credit cards. And so one of the people that we were meeting with basically said that it was good to at least carry 30% balance, or 30% of what you spent on the actual credit card. And lo and behold, I actually looked it up and found something on the internet that actually talked about you should carry a balance on your credit card because it helps your credit score, supposedly. But you got to think about the actual interest that you will be paying. So really, it's like giving away money to these big corporations or these big credit card companies
with the hopes of getting a better credit score.
Yes, with the hopes of getting a better credit score. So on today, we will be using as our reference website Equifax. And those of you who know anything about credit, Equifax is one of the companies that you can actually pull your credit report from, or your credit history. So in this article, it is about, should I pay my credit card in full? All right, so it says, should I pay my credit card in full? All right, so in the highlights, it says, it's a good idea to pay off your credit cards because in full whenever you're able. So basically, that's what this is. Once again, it is a good idea to pay off your credit card balance in full whenever you are able. So if you have the funds, Equifax, who is one of the credit score or credit history people, they are telling you that it's a good idea to pay it off. And their next highlight is, carrying a monthly credit card balance can cost you in interest and increase your utilization rate.
Your credit utilization rate.
Which is one factor used to calculate your credit score. And then the last highlight, you want to take the last highlight?
If you're under financial stress and can't afford to pay your credit card balance in full, it's best to pay as much as you can each month.
Okay, so first, let's break down these three highlights here. So the first one is from Equifax, and they're saying, if you have the money, what should you do? You should pay it off whatever the balance is, right? Because it's like giving away money, right? to these big corporations that already have these huge 20-story buildings, you know, some of them, right?
Mm-hmm. And that's how they get them. They're probably paid off.
Yes, because they are loaning you money, and then they are making their money. They are banking on you not paying
their hopes. Yeah,
the bill in full. Mm-hmm. So that way, they can hit you with a little interest, right? Okay. So now we can move on down here. It says a credit card can be a great way to break large purchases into smaller, more manageable payments. However, carrying a credit card balance from month to month isn't generally the smartest option. Mm. All right. So the person that we were talking to, and I'm not saying whether it was a male or female, but they actually saw online where it was a good idea, and because it helps your credit, supposedly. So if I have to give somebody money to help my credit, then I don't want the credit, in my own personal opinion.
Right.
Now, once again, here's our disclaimer. We're not professional financial counselors or whatever. So if you're in need of a professional counselor,
seek one.
Please seek one. But we're just giving you our own life experiences and what has worked for us. And so I don't have a problem with credit cards personally, as long as you're paying the bill off each month.
You have to have discipline.
You got to have discipline. Mm-hmm. And the reason why you got to have discipline is so that you don't give them free money. Right? It's kind of like free lunch. You know, they're banking on you not being able to pay that bill. So if you know that your bill is $500 coming up in the month, you have got to be able to pay the $500. You should not, and this is our own personal opinion, you should not pay just whatever the minimum balance is, because if you look at the bottom of that credit card statement, it's going to tell you that if you pay the minimum balance, that it's going to take you 5 to 7 years to pay off whatever your balance is, because the minimum that you're paying, they are eating it up in interest. So we have to be smarter about the credit cards, right? That's one thing that I'm not telling you to go out and, you know, use your credit card for everything that you purchase or whatever. But to be transparent, we put our groceries, we put our gas, we put some bills all on our credit card. Because it's stuff that you got to pay for anyway, right? So why not get the points from the actual credit card company? If you are with a credit card company that offers points for you using their credit card. Now, there is a gentleman, and I'm sure you've heard about him, but he is Dave Ramsey, and he has this program that's called Financial Peace University. And if you are struggling in your finances, I would suggest that you go to their website, which is Ramsey Solutions, and maybe order the Financial Peace University, or get in a church that offers it for free to their congregation, right? So that's another good way for you to get rid of some of the financial stress that may be going on in your life. So that is an option. But the reason I brought up Mr. Dave Ramsey is because he does not like credit cards at all. He said that you shouldn't use them because when you use them, you overspend and you are using, it's like money that you're using from the company or whatever, which we all understand that, but you are spending more than what you would have spent right. if it was actually, I think they call them dead Benjamins or whatever. You know, that's what they call bills, dollar mm-hmm. bills or whatever. So, like I said, we don't have a problem with it because when our bill comes, no matter what it is, if it's $1,000 or $500 mm-hmm. or whatever it is, we go ahead and we pay it off. So if you can get in the habit of doing that, I don't see a problem with the credit cards. But if you cannot pay off the balance on the credit card, then that's where the actual problems come in at, right? So yeah. you have to know yourself, right? And whether you can actually do that.
Right.
Be honest with mm-hmm. yourself, and you have to live within your means, right? So if you know that you don't have $500 to spare,
then you don't need to spend $500.
Then you don't need to spend $500. So what is that kind of leading up to? That you should be on a budget, right?
Yep.
So, you know, I guess I'm plugging Dave Ramsey today. But there is an app that is in the Apple App Store, and it's in the Google Play Store, and it's called Every Dollar, and it's a free budgeting app. We've been using this app for 5 years now, and the app works great. It's free of charge.
There's one that's free. That's the basic one.
Yes, the basic one is free, and it does not cost you anything. There is a premium version of the app. With the premium version, they actually tie into your bank account. Now, for those of you who know me, I don't think that's a good idea for letting somebody tie into your bank account, mm-hmm. you know, with that type of app, myself personally. Plus, I guess it automatically updates the actual Every Dollar app for you automatically. Mm-hmm. But we are not that lazy, or we shouldn't be that lazy in society where we can't deduct the things that we're spending mm-hmm. on our own. Mm-hmm. So it's easy. Only thing you have to do is click on the plus under the category, and then you plug in the amount, and then you put the date that it was spent, or whatever, and then it automatically deducts it for you. So yeah, basically, you just tracking
it
yourself.
Me, yeah, it reminds me of, you know, when you used to do your tracking on your
checkbook.
That's
yes.
what that reminds me of.
Yes, that is right. You are 100% right that it is kind of like tracking using your check
mm-hmm,
register
because, mm-hmm.
when we used to have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same thing, the same principle basically.
Yeah, because when you spend, you have to deduct and put it in, you know, record it.
Yes, and then when you got your income that's actually coming in, mm-hmm. then you're putting in your income and you're just keeping a running total.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right. So that's basically what that app
exactly
is.
What it is.
And I'm not saying that that is the only app that's out there.
There's more.
There's a ton of other apps out there, but that is the app that we use. And if you notice, we keep getting the pop-up that says, won't you try the premium?
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
and we just click off of that and we just continue on with the free. And like I said, I hope the free continues to be free because really that's all you need. So it's got a section on there where you are actually putting in your income, and then below you're doing your expenses, and it's broken down by categories. So it is a good app for you to actually use. Now, let's get back to the actual credit cards and talking about the credit card situation here. So you have to be careful about everything that you read on the internet, right? Because any and everybody can actually post on the internet.
So you
have to know your sources.
You do.
Right?
Be careful what's in your ear.
Yes.
You can't have everybody in your ear, especially if you're trying to, you know, hone in on your budget.
Yes, correct. So, anything else on the actual Equifax website there that we should actually... So, we already saw where it says that you should pay your credit card balance in full if you can afford that. But what is the key to that? The key is making sure that you don't put more on the credit card than you can afford. Right?
Exactly.
All right. So what about the people who say, well, I have to use the credit card in order to bridge the gap between the income that I got coming in. So that kind of holds me over until I get my next paycheck. What is that saying? Well, to me, I'll answer the question. It is saying that you are living above
your means, exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
And you shouldn't be living above your means. Mm-hmm. So don't try to keep up with
the Joneses.
Yeah. Don't try to keep up with whoever, you know, the crowd, whoever is out there, because that is going to do you no good. The only thing that's going to do is get you into trouble and credit card balance that you cannot take care of. So please be careful of that, whatever you do. And then further down in the Equifax.com article, it says, carry a balance only when you need to. And so basically what they're saying there is if you're under financial stress and cannot afford to pay your credit card balance in full, it's best to pay as much as you can each month. Any amount will help to reduce the amount of compounded interest you'll end up paying. All right, so I don't see anything about where it says that you should carry a 30% balance or whatever, you know, in order to help your credit score. Now, these are the actual credit people here, and they're saying that it's best to pay it off. But like I said earlier, if I have to carry a balance to help my credit score, then I guess I won't have a good credit score.
Yeah.
Because that makes no sense to me. So once again, be aware of what you are letting in your ear. All right. And then this was something that I didn't really know about. So you learn something new, but it says paying your debts multiple times per month, right?
That's an idea.
You want to hit that one?
Paying ahead of your due date. Okay. It's a good idea to pay off your debts before your credit information is shared each month with the three nationwide consumer reports agencies, Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian. This practice helps keep your credit utilization rate low. However, your debt shortly after it's charged, you can help prevent your credit card utilization rate from rising above the preferred 30% mark and improve your chances of increasing your credit card scores.
Okay, so maybe that's where the person got the 30%
from
about that, but that's saying don't let it rise above the 30%, but that doesn't say anything about you should carry a 30% balance, right? So, you know, we just have to bounce ideas off of each other, because knowing is one thing that could help you, you know, get out of a situation. Everybody grew up differently. So if you got some friends who are good with finances or whatever, and, you know, they are willing to share with you about, you know, what, you know, how they do their finances, then I think that you should actually get with them. And try to do better at your own finances or whatever.
That's
because
what
everybody grew up differently.
Yeah, that's what you'll do if you really want it.
Yes, if you really want to do better and be better with your finances.
And plus, that will give you an accountability partner.
Yes, and you got to remember, too, though, that everything in life, when it comes to money, it all boils back down to you got to live within your means. So if you can remember to live within your means, oh man, I think that that could take you a long way. And the last thing I'll say is that if you don't have the money then to be able to afford it, then that means that you shouldn't go out there and try to get it. You know, if you can only afford a $10,000 car, by all means, only get a $10,000 car. Don't get a $30,000 car. Well, good people, that's our time for this week. We'd like to thank you guys for joining us. Make sure that you come back on next week and bring a friend with you. We love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. I'm Jesse.
And I'm Mimi.
We'll be praying for you. Peace and blessings. Until next time. Peace.
Thank you for joining us for this episode at Silently Blessed Podcast. Remember, if you would like to connect with us,
hit us up at silentlyblessedmedia@gmail.com. 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 One word. Facebook, TikTok, YouTube channel, Instagram. Just search Silently Blessed Media LLC. Twitter. Just search Silently Blessed. We love you,
and there's nothing you can do about it.
Peace and blessings. Until next time. Don't forget to subscribe
and like.
This episode was produced by Silently Blessed Media LLC.
All rights reserved to Silently Blessed Media LLC.
I'm Jesse.
I'm Mimi.
Be blessed, my brother.
And my sister.
Peace.